Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everyone, councillors, etc. We are here representing Southwark Cyclists. You just heard from our friends Southwark Living Streets, and we do work quite closely together to great effect. Southwark Cyclists has 900 members of the London Cycling Campaign actually living in Southwark, and one can assume that all of those 900 people, because they paid up to be members of the London Cycling Campaign, are quite keen cyclists. There are going to be a lot more other people in the borough who either do cycle or who would like to cycle if they felt safer. And that is the big drawback that holds people back from cycling if you were over London. There is this perception that it is unsafe. I think if people have cycle training and so forth, then they can perhaps overcome their fear of cycling in London. We have an extremely good relationship with Southwark Council, which has really been transformed in the last 12 months. January 2012 made a presentation on the opportunities for cycling in the borough, and since then we've been working very closely with councillors and council representatives. We have monthly meetings to discuss ways of improving cycling in the borough, principally making it more safe, introducing green routes and so forth. We all, the council as well, have the objective of making Southwark the cycling borough in London within the next 5 years, something that is with political will perfectly achievable. We have been making great strides in the last 12 months. There's obviously still an awful long way to go. Cycling is a great way of getting around, obviously. It reduces congestion, but it's also a very healthy way of getting around, providing you can do it safely. It will help with the problem of obesity that's already been raised this evening. It helps with people's mental well-being. This exercise makes you feel good about yourself, about your environment, and so forth. So, really, encouraging cycling is a no-brainer. I'm sure everyone is behind that. I know that there are problems with some cyclists. We promote considerate cycling. We do not support jumping on red lights, running on pavements. That's antisocial cycling and does need to be tackled. And it's unfortunate that it is a very few people who do this, who give all cyclists a bad name. And some people jump a red light because they feel that gives them a bit of extra safety. And so they can get away from the lights before the main group of traffic, and that makes them feel a bit safer. We have two big tasks, really, as far as cycling is concerned. On the one hand, we need to make our roads safer for the confident and existing cyclists who often commute to and from work. But then we also need to create a safe infrastructure for traffic-free and traffic-light routes for the less confident and occasional cyclists, and those who I've said before, potential cyclists who would cycle if they didn't have to mix with faster-moving traffic. To meet that challenge, we have the following seven suggestions for the council. Item one is work with Transport for London to make main roads safer. Some will need protected cycle lanes, others will need traffic calmed in other ways. We do not insist on segregated cycle lanes per se. Obviously, they do make cyclists feel particularly safe. There are difficulties in some areas, in some roads, in putting in segregated cycle lanes. And obviously, they are expensive, which means that maybe we can get cheaper cycle paths somewhere else, a number of cycle paths instead of a fully protected cycle lane. Item two, green links between parks, other green spaces, and where people want to go. This helps everyone, not just cyclists. 3, reduce vehicle speeds, as we've already heard about that this evening.
Thank you. Can you wind down, please?
Yeah.
Putting
more bike parking, insist on big council contractors using safe lines.
Sorry, your time is up. Do you have a question for the relevant, for the leader or the relevant cabinet member?
Make property developers adopt logistic plans to avoid dangerous diversions for cyclists and push Transport for London to sort out the nightmare of the elephant in Castle Junction.
I'd like to thank you all for the deputation and encouraging words that you gave, and hope we continue to work in such a positive and productive manner. Thank you much. The London Cycling Campaign is safer lorries, safer cyclists, safer lorries, safer. That's cool. Yeah. At the moment, we haven't got any contracts coming up, although we've just recently about to sign a contract. So it was a bit before the time of the campaign. But what we had assured to us in our contract for the highways which is for renewal at the moment, is that we will work very closely with the successful bidder to ensure that they fulfil all the aspects of the London Cycling Campaign. And for any other contract that comes up in the future, we are committed to ensuring that is the case. At the moment, I mean, we have quite a good record in terms of training lorry drivers about awareness about the need for cycling and awareness. But we want to formalise that, and we do want to fulfil that request that the London Cycling Campaign is asking for all London councils as well.
Thank you. I've got a list of members that indicated to speak. Councillor Mark Blatter.
I'd like to make a deputation as a keen cyclist myself. I just wondered if you would agree with today's report from the National Institute of Health and Clinical Excellence, who say that people are on average only spending 11 minutes per day either walking or cycling, and that this is having a tremendous impact on people's health, and that if we have 20-mile roads, speed limit at 20 miles per hour, that would encourage much more people to get out on their bikes.
Bruce Lynn, I'm particularly interested in cycling and health, so I was waiting for that report, and as you say, very timely, it actually came out today, and said very clearly that journeys that only take 15 to 20 minutes by car or bike should be done by car or bike, and people should not use their cars for those short journeys. And of course, in Southwark, that's a relatively straightforward thing to push, because the distances are mostly quite short, and if you don't want to walk or cycle the whole way, there's a good way of transport. So I think we welcome greatly the nice guidelines, which are very positive about the transport problem. I'm very sure. And as you say, we were particularly pleased to see strong support in the nice document for 20-mile-an-hour limit.
Councillor Colby.
Yes, madam. Thank you very much for that presentation. And again, referring to the NICE report, it talks in similar terms as the recent report, which has just been published by the Greater London Assembly into cycling, that I think is something every member of the council should read, and certainly all those recommendations that I'm sure are going to be taken up by the leader of the council if we are to be a cycle-friendly borough. But looking particularly at their comment that road behaviour could also be improved through better education for cyclists and drivers, cycle training for children leads to higher participation in adulthood, and obviously leads to all those health benefits and that reduction in the cost that we all have to share in terms of taxation because people don't stay healthy. Would he agree with NICE, however, that we must ensure, and that's their word, that every school pupil receives cycle training?
Yes, we would certainly agree that catching young and they are likely to carry on cycling. It would be great if one could enforce cycle training for young people in schools. That does happen in a number of schools. There are a number of school heads who are too scared to allow it because they feel that children might be injured if they cycle to school. And parents, I think, certainly are worried about letting their children on the roads. Part of the tuition should be also to show the children safe routes to school and maybe try and get in touch with the parents so that it can be explained to parents that yes, there are these safe routes and there are benefits in their child cycling to school rather than being taken to school in a 4x4.
Councillor Clark.
The information that you've given us, and it's all very interesting. But I'm a dedicated pedestrian. I don't have a car. Sometimes use the bus, but I'm mostly walking. And my main concern is, and I'm sure it doesn't apply to you and your members, but I'm constantly being harassed on the pavement by cyclists, and it's really difficult. And we all go to residents' meetings, and residents constantly say, we can't have so many cyclists on the pavements. What advice would you give? And do you feel that if we had more cycle pathways, that would shame people to be using those rather than getting onto the pavements with their bikes?
Yes, I alluded to that problem earlier, and certainly that's not something, cycling on pavements is not something that we find at all acceptable. It's illegal, there's a £30 fine. And if there are areas where this is a particular problem, you should speak to your local safer neighbourhoods team and ask them to treat this as one of their priorities. There is, for instance, a problem outside of Bermondsey Tube Station that I've been trying for some months to correct. The problem is that there are signs outside that tube station that say that that bit of pathway is shared use. Shared use means that cyclists are allowed to use it, they're allowed to ride there alongside pedestrians. I think one has to be aware that there are areas throughout the borough where it is perfectly legitimate for cyclists to ride on the pavement. Normally you'll see a little blue park with sort of a pedestrian and a cycle logo side by side. That indicates that both cyclists and pedestrians can use that area. I find it appalling that the cyclists do break the law because that is what they were doing, cycling on the pavement, and it needs the police to enforce the problem areas to catch the cyclists and fine them. So, cool.
The time for questioning is attended. I would like to thank the deputation for attending this evening. Officers will escort the deputation to the public sitting area. If you wish to listen to the team debate, you're welcome to stay. Thank you.